You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
What's good, everybody? Hello. Nice little Monday after a nice little calm weekend.
Nothing happened major. I certainly didn't watch someone's leg snap in half.
Okay.
My God, what a weekend. What a game.
What a game. It's too much to go over in one show's
worth. But we're not going to talk about that. We talk about that tomorrow.
That's right, because this is Prem Show.
Where we talk about Arsenal continuing to be the best ever.
Over and over. This is the show has slowly been usurped by a gooner.
That's right.
They can't stop.
This is Arsenal Fanatics TV.
So, the MLS Cup final we will discuss tomorrow on Shouts to US. So join us tomorrow.
It's going to be a while.
So we just got to get that out of the way because obviously everybody's like, what's going on? Oh, are the Cooligans going to talk about the MLS Cup?
We will. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So a lot to go over.
So let us know what you think the result's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, let us know your MLS Cup final prediction. Yeah.
Also, what's that called? What's the spoilers? No spoilers. Man, that would have been so funny if I remembered the word spoiler.
It's almost like comedy is about timing.
You know what? I don't believe it.
Leeds, okay, everybody. Look, a lot to discuss of, you know, everything that happened in the Premier League. Big show today. I'm very excited. So as always,
it's the Cooligans, buddy.
Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
All right. This is an exciting time, yes, to be an Arsenal fan. Everton fans are still, you know, we're just chugging along.
Hey, you know what? You're not going up or down.
Okay.
You're kind of...
We're just coasting, you know?
Which is the opposite of my Dogecoin. I didn't even realize I still had Dogecoin left, but I'm getting a lot of alerts.
Right.
Are we doing another pump and dump? What's happening?
Dogecoin went up.
Oh, is that because Elon bought Twitter?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
this is an Elon-filled episode now.
Doge especially is feeling like, Elon inflated the price.
Right.
Then sold it as soon as he was like, all right.
Just before they started, they yelled action or we're live on SNL.
He's like, bro, I got you, bitch. You know, he tricked everybody.
I made a couple of Billy. I don't know what y'all did.
Ice Cold Bruce said, can someone check on Justin Freeberg?
No, he's there.
He's here. We got to check in. We got to do a wellness check on a lot of our Philadelphia Union friends.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of dupe usually in the chat and amongst our friends.
Yeah, and it's a tough time. This is why you tune into our show, a nice, cheerful, nice, fun little soccer show.
Yeah. But this is all to relax. Now, let's talk about the hellscape that Twitter's become.
Right. So, look, let's start with the news about Liverpool.
So I guess it's not officially for sale.
It's they're fielding offers. They're definitely like, yo, they FSG, they started a dating profile.
Really
committed to any outcome just yet.
They haven't confirmed with their family that they're getting divorced, but let's just say there's a few new apps on their phone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Why does FSG have abs now?
Yeah. Damn. Oh, look at that leather jacket FSG's wearing out of nowhere, dude.
Really, you're making your partner feel a little worried.
Yeah. Okay? When did you start hanging out with this new crowd of people?
This whole thing you caring about the way you look, I'm not really about it.
So you're gonna go out every night? Cool. I don't know if you saw this. It was a video of a girl who caught her man cheating and he just kind of froze and she goes, who's AutoZone? Who's AutoZone? Now go ahead, tell me who's on his own. He just sat there like this. And she was putting the camera in his face. He wouldn't move. He froze in real life. She goes, "Who's AutoZone? Why you want to get freaky with AutoZone, huh?" And she was like, "I'm a bush." And he ran out of the car. She chased after him. She jumped out his door. She was in the passenger seat. She crossed over.
Wow.
Bro, she goes, "I'm a beat your ass." And took off, bro. That dude would scare AutoZone.
Yo.
That's what FSG's doing, bro. Like, no. That's just bank that's calling me.
Yes, at 3 a.m. What's the big deal?
So what scam likely's texting me?
That is an interesting move to go with AutoZone.
AutoZone is wild.
In the contact list.
The bigger one is to just freeze.
But
I'll pull it up so you can see it.
But to have AutoZone in your contact list saved.
You either got to work at AutoZone or you got to have a really messed up car for this one to work.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to pull it up so you can see it.
Okay. Do we need to do this? I get the concept of the video you're talking about.
I'll send it to you.
I don't know.
You got to see it.
I don't know if I really need to see it right now.
I feel like you need to see it.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Nick Red said, as a Spurs fan, I wish Musk had bought Arsenal.
You know what? I floated this idea earlier. I'm fine with it. Are you not?
You're fine with Elon Musk purchasing Arsenal?
Because first of all, he's just got a lot of money.
And second of all,
he seems to be gullible enough that you can convince him that you need to buy all these crazy players.
Bro, he's going to start charging Arsenal fans $8 just to watch every game.
Would you not?
$8 to watch each game?
I wouldn't. It's Arsenal.
It's not working.
All right. Well, we broke it.
It was working.
All right. Well, trust me, it's hilarious. Now I got to cut this out of the show. That's extra work.
All right. Well,
you can see the dude just freezing, pretending to not move.
Yes. Yes. All right. Alex, now he's just, and he jumps out of the car.
But look, she chased him out of his door.
So the problem
that's FSG. So
the problem with these is that I'm not even sure these are real. That's my concern.
Oh no, you saw that? That's the greatest acting of all time.
I wonder why that didn't play.
Me neither. I don't know.
The audio was working before.
This is what when she chased him and found him. This is all he heard. Okay. As he's getting beat to death. Cobra, but who is AutoZone? Imagine you got your ass beat over AutoZone being in your phone.
I mean,
what if it turned out to be the actual company? What if he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna eat you from behind, AutoZone."
Damn, AutoZone. Okay, yeah. That's not what I meant when I said I need to fix my bumper,
bro. When I said I want to get my fluids checked, I did not know. I did not know you was gonna go like that.
Okay, so this idea of Liverpool being sold. So FSG, obviously Fenway Sports Group, bought Liverpool for
Oh, wait, they heard it. We just couldn't hear it.
Really? You did hear it?
Yeah.
What?
It's you. Your whole doohickey's broken, bro.
I was just playing sound. We heard it before.
Nah, man, you broke it. Lo rompiste. All right. Well, anyway, listen. Absolutely hilarious that video. So I'm glad you got to see it. But let's talk about Liverpool. I wouldn't want Elon Musk to buy Arsenal, but I would like to have the world's richest man own Arsenal. You know what I mean?
So the concern, I think somebody like Elon Musk would want his fingerprints all over what the club looked like. You know what I mean? He would
influence the club too much.
Yeah. And he would become a distraction.
Right.
So that's
he would muskify it.
Correct. You
Elonify
know?
It.
Okay. You know? He's going to get like players that run on diesel.
I mean, if you think about this though, if you're a player for his team, you get a free Tesla. That's kind of dope.
Sure, I guess.
Maybe a championship parade is on SpaceX.
you're framing it like Elon's a good dude.
Oh no, no. I don't know that he's a good dude. I'm just saying you're gonna get trinkets. You know what I mean?
All right.
The funny part
is the gift basket is gonna be big.
The funny thing is he bought this stupid app that isn't growing. Young people don't even know it exists.
Uh-huh.
It's really only used for political discourse and a terrible amount of that at that. And that he paid $44 billion for that.
Yeah.
Liverpool is valued at $4.4 billion.
Yeah, good deal.
Bro, you could have bought 10 Liverpools for one app.
And FSG bought Liverpool for 300 million.
300 million. See, this is the conversation I had with Flex. I've had with every English person. Oh, they're taking money out of the club. You don't understand how this works. It's asset building. You buy a product and you need to build its value. And once you build its value, you leave. Once you get 10X, once you get, 5X, you walk. They've grown it from 300 million, which was like, oh, that's a lot of money back then. Bro, 4.4 billion.
It's good business.
That's good business right there, bro. Yeah. That's when you sell. If you buy a house, let's say you buy a house tomorrow, you buy it for $100,000, right? For some reason, that neighborhood becomes hot. And now that house is worth, what did I say? Now the house is worth a million. You got to sell. You're never going to see that value again. You got to walk. Or you take loans out in that value as long as you can afford it, and you benefit from having that equity in your home.
Right. And which is, that's like, that's Elon's wealth, right? It's just, it's putting out loans.
He ain't got no liquid.
Holding loans towards the assets that he has, where the banks believe that he will always be able to pay the money back.
Because he will, because the assets he owns are worth that value. Yeah. So when someone says they're valued at blank, right? Like they would say Christian and Lexus are valued at, I don't know, whatever, 50K, right? Wow. And then we're like, bro, where's that money though? The money is set up in these goddamn things. I mean, the thing you're watching is on the lights.
We hate to brag and really put out our financials all over.
I don't know if you heard, but we could buy the V in Liverpool.
a nice cold brew said, can't get out the Excel spreadsheets. Ben Skolnick said, can we see this on Excel? These are all great questions.
How do I know this math is accurate? Where are the spreadsheets, fam? Christian, you have failed our viewers.
I didn't know Alexis was going to reveal so much of this. I would happily, here's our accountant.
Yeah. Come through the door.
Okay. And look,
we need an easel, bro, for when we do Christian maths.
Exactly.
Here goes Alexis on real estate again. I'm just trying to tell y'all.
Does this put Liverpool in any state of...
Crimson Pizza said, yeah, man, I'm not trying to have Dojasaurus at the Emirates. He would kill Gunnosaurus and make it Dojasaurus. That is hilarious.
Woof, woof. Yeah. One theory I heard about why FSG is selling is that they this value for the team is so high, and they probably don't believe it can go any higher, and that the way they were trying to increase the value of the club was through the Super League, and that was going to be, and basically since they feel like that can't happen, they're like, let's just get out now because we don't really see this getting any we don't see much more growth financially.
So there's two things. One, had they been privy to the idea of Super League ahead of time, I would believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it's not going to happen, there's also something else kind of happening very slowly but surely. You're seeing a massive wealth takeover of the Premier League.
Right.
It's happening very slowly. More and more clubs, Newcastle being the next one, more and more clubs are being taken over by massive, massive amounts of wealth, right? And what you're seeing is that in the future, in the near future, they're going to start to sway that power that's given to them by that wealth. Whether it's Super League or not, something is going to happen. You know, the reason Super League didn't happen is because fans took to the streets and stuff. And even I said, yeah, like, yo, this ain't going to work. It ended up working. But the next time this happens, they're going to be prepared for this. And maybe if your club's owned by a big oil state, they don't care if the fans are in the street because they don't live there.
Mm.
They're not worried. You know what I mean? How you going to get a prince? You ain't coming anywhere near my mansion. You know what I mean? Like, these fans were like, yo, we're going to go to their houses and we're going to protest. You can't protest me if I'm in another country.
Oh, sure, I guess. Yeah.
If I live behind a gate, be like, no, you can stand on the outside of that gate, yell all you want, bro. I got noise canceling headphones.
Right, right.
I'm good. So I think that's going to happen. The other thing is the value of the pound is so low right now compared to the dollar that what would have cost 4.4.
It's still more than the dollar, but not by as much as it used to be.
So low compared to how it was.
What it was in the past. Yeah.
So now is a good opportunity for an American buyer to want to buy it. And we'll see that value increase simply by the pound.
And you think, I mean, they already have American owners. You think they'll sell it to another American
100%.
Owner?
100%. I think over time, more and more clubs in the Premier League are going to go to American owners. So they're just going to love us so much more than they already do.
Right. So if they're valuing it at $4.4 billion, that's not what it's going to sell for, right? There's going to be a bidding war.
There won't be a bidding war.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't think anybody's going to offer more than $4.4 billion?
No. I think once you value the asset at that, you just hope that someone can come to it with that money. I don't think this is one of those sales where it's like, I could be wrong, but I don't think this is going to be one of those sales where you're going to see people lined up to try to offer more than that. Because what is the ceiling?
I mean, anything.
Liverpool
it's only going
to
grow.
Liverpool would have to win the league and Champions League again in order for it to grow in value. I just don't see it. A new stadium. How many Anfield already sits? What?
It has to be at least 50? 50, 60,000, something like that.
You'd have to grow that to 80 and hope you can sell that. I mean, how do you grow this asset? You'd have to find a way to field 15 players. Can I just say, you'd have to change something about the brand, like the logo or something. You'd have to find a way to sell more merch. Right. You'd have to combine it with, or like do a collab with like Jordan brand, something to grow this brand. How are you going to do that?
I don't see the ceiling being that low. I think the Premier League in itself is only going to grow. That when the next TV deal comes around, it's only going to be more money.
Bro, the Apple TV deal is going to be crazy. The Apple streaming deal
for MLS?
No, for when they do Premier League. MLS is the amuse-bouche.
Okay, so yeah, so Apple's going to get everything and buy everything. Got it. Okay. Whoa. I just wonder if it puts the I don't know how Liverpool fans maybe in the chat feel if this puts a club in any kind of disarray or confusion. Obviously the team is not doing that great in the Premier League. They won the other day against Spurs, but I wonder if it's a concern, I guess, for Liverpool fans, because the team, it feels like a weird time to get out because the team seems to be on you know, just like a rise of in popularity and whatever.
Or branding. Are we on the downslope?
I don't know. On our last video when we were talking about. When you were, losing your mind about Salah and then how they shouldn't sign him. And then he goes and scores 2 goals against Spurs and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, thank you. I've never said anything negative about Mohamed Salah ever.
But I had mentioned that the standard in that video and the standard for Liverpool was to win, at least be in that fight for the Premier League and winning the Premier League title. And somebody commented saying like Liverpool were always a mid-table club until Klopp got there. Right.
For years, but they're also the winningest top flight club in the history of the top flight. I'm sorry, the winningest English club in the history of the top flight. They've won more titles than any other club. Not recently.
Right. Not in the Premier League. Yeah. Since the Premier League era.
Basically, during all of Stevie G's career, they were shit. Or mid-table. Like, not mid-table, but like one of the top.
Yeah,
one of
underachievers.
The big six. Yeah, underachievers is a great way to put it.
So the, but
God, I can hear the fans coming after us already.
At what point does, when if I'm saying like essentially the last 5-6 years of Liverpool have been successful and pretty much they're always kind of fighting for the title. So to me, 5 years of that is enough time to be like, well, a new standard has been set. It can't just be they were a mid-table club, you know, when I was a teenager, so they're always going to be that. You know what I mean? Like, I think the standard has risen for Liverpool, and it seems like they are in the conversation of, you know, whatever, being a top five or top six club. Doesn't seem like much of a debate.
Do you think that's who? You think a top five or top six club, or let's be honest, they should be challenging for the title this season, right? That's mm-hmm. what everyone expected. You go out, you spend $100 million on a striker. Do you think they are title challengers here and here out? I don't even know if that's a real phrase that I just made up.
From here on out.
From here on out. Or do you think what we're seeing this year is more common of what to expect from them in the seasons coming up?
I would say to me, this season feels like a fluke, but I would say the standard should be that they are fighting for the title.
The amount of money it takes, though, to do that is insane.
Right.
The amount of money it takes to stay in the top. I mean, also, you're now getting competition from Newcastle. You're getting competition from, you know, Chelsea's not going to go anywhere, even though they're not having a great season. Thank you very much. You're seeing new clubs pop up. You're seeing Brighton's not going away. Tottenham seemingly isn't going away. It's not getting easier. Arsenal now in title contention, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But you're seeing more and more clubs kind of compete. You're going to have to outspend all of them. And if you're going to continue to win Champions League, if you expect that Liverpool is a club that should compete for Champions League season, every season, in and out, always considered in the knockout stages, always get out of the group. Yeah. That's an overwhelming amount of money that it's going to take to do that. As opposed to saying, let's keep spending this money. We could walk away and sell right now for $4.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to me like a smart business move.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that. Like, and it's everybody's like personal choice. If you are a millionaire or billionaire and you can say like, all right, let me cash out because I've made quite a bit on this bet.
Right.
So that makes sense. It's not even about a business decision. I think it's simply the adjustment of, like, this is the reality now, at least to me, for Liverpool, that if they that they should be title contenders, that they should be spending the money to maintain that standard. I mean, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. Just because Manchester City were a no-name club, relatively, with a few fans, and they were the laughing stock of Manchester.
Yeah, they were a third tier. Not the laughing stock, but yeah, they were a third tier.
And now they are literally, the expectation is that they are probably winning the title. The last, 15 years? That's basically been the case. And yes, it took a lot of money to get to that point. But to me, Liverpool is also one of those clubs that is willing to spend that amount of money to maintain that level of Premier League status and royalty.
Can I tell you a crazy idea that I just had?
Go for it.
You know who should buy Liverpool?
I don't know who.
Everton.
I'm sure. Just Everton, the club, the yes. LLC. Wow. Who?
The club, dude. Think about it. You take Salah. You take Nunez.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You take Virgil van Dijk.
Just more of a merger.
No. You buy them. You take their best assets. You let them fail. Anfield's your home anyway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Everton invent Anfield?
They invented the idea, the concept of Anfield.
Bro, didn't they? They were the first team to play in Anfield.
And that is correct.
Right? And then when they got overcharged rent, they bailed.
They bailed and then,
they went and built Goodison.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got a new stadium coming up. Bruh.
Okay.
Everybody got to go to this new stadium if there is no Liverpool.
Yo, put some W's in the chat for that brilliant idea, guys.
Bro. This is the problem, bro. They don't know how to make money out there, bro. You spend $4 billion, you're going to make so much more. At least $4.1 billion. It's not bad. It's $100 million. That's a good day.
Michael Chandler said, Alexis with the big brain play.
Bro, y'all ain't thinking. Everton, the Brazilian player. Yo, you got money, Everton?
What do you have? You even Benfica? I think.
Oh, Gavincho said, Everpool?
Bro,
you would merge all of Liverpool into one.
Liverton.
Yo, in fact, you know Liverpool's original name.
What?
Everton Athletic.
Is that true?
It's 100% true. The FA wouldn't let him do it. That's why they went with Liverpool FC.
Gotcha.
Right? Did I just watch a YouTube video on this like a few days ago? 100%. Okay. You think I just have this information?
Alexis, I watch a TIFO football.
JJ Bull told me that, man. Just the TIFO, man. You guys do great work.
I wonder. Look,
bro, we got a W in the chat. That's all I'm saying.
I wonder how this is going to affect Liverpool if it does at all.
Won't.
Look, because people
you're buying a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
So why would you?
But the machine is oiled by Jurgen Klopp, right? And even now, people.
Hey, Jurgen Klopp got an expiration date on him.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we all do. Boom. Okay, sorry to get too serious.
Damn. Live your life, folks.
Okay, life is short.
All right, don't worry about no apps, bro. Get out there.
Okay.
You know what? You live once. Go buy Liverpool, bro.
We know you good for it.
Yo, don't worry about it, bro. Call a couple banks.
So the, what the hell was I going to say? The, I forgot what I was going to say.
Bro, because I'm giving you great ideas. I'm dropping genius business moves.
Oh, no, about Jurgen Klopp. People were calling for it. I think some journalists asked him about him resigning, given how this season is going. They're already
stupid
putting the ball in his court. Like, bro, you're doing so bad. How are you going to deal with this embarrassment? Don't you want to leave? If I were you, bro, if it was me, I would just have quit already. You know,
she going to break up with you. You might as well leave now, dog.
They're trying to get that in his head. I don't know what's going on.
I'm trying to break clock.
But, look, they're having a bad season. He's chalking it up to some injuries and Luis Diaz is hurt. There's a couple.
They haven't had a full squad. Funny, talking about Klopp, did you see the line that looks like Klopp?
I did see that.
It's hilarious.
A line. Yeah, there's a meme.
Before I even saw the caption, I was like, yo, that kind of looks like Klopp. And then it said, yo, this line looks like Klopp.
let me see if I can put it up on screen, if I can find it quickly. But let's see. But yeah, there is.
Or is it a tiger? It might be a tiger.
Oh, yeah, it was a tiger. Lexus can't tell the difference between cats.
There it is.
Yeah.
First of all, who can?
this is a pretty good clap. And then you can see them side to side.
It's pretty exact. We retweeted it. So go back into our account. You'll see.
Yeah. At Soccer Cooligan. So I wonder what's, look, that's probably the long-term thing. I wonder what Liverpool, is going to look like per se when you have any new ownership group. Todd Boehly came in with Chelsea. He's like,
bro, Todd Boehly got to be kicking himself in the ass.
Let's do an all-star game and blah, blah, blah. But like,
I can't wait.
The owner of the club does have an influence over what the club does and looks like. And that's obvious. But Liverpool, a club with unbelievable, years and years of tradition and history and blah, blah, blah. There is that concern over who the next owner is going to be.
James Dolan, owner of the Knicks, becomes owner of Liverpool. Could you imagine? He'd be like, every ticket, $300. You want to come see this team play? You better pay for it.
Yes. I mean, he has
Spike Lee.
Incredible track record.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Nothing's wrong with James Dolan. Could you imagine? Dude, the fans would riot. The fans would fly to New York to protest. I take back everything I said originally.
We have to discuss Leeds now because...
Major Leeds soccer.
Jesse Marsh again with another huge victory, winning...
Massive win.
4-3 against Bournemouth after being down 3-1.
Bro.
These comeback games...
Cardiac leads, dude.
These comeback games are making it so they're creating this legacy, I think, around Jesse Marsh and around Leeds that I think
Crimson Pizza said, who wins 1 billion Klopp Tigers on the set?
It's a good question.
Bro, we are figuring out the truth.
But I think some Leeds fans, they love the wins and they love it. They love the excitement, but a nice 2-0 victory from time to time would be nice.
You don't need to have a heart attack every match. have you thought about that there, Jesse Marsh?
This is, it's like, look, I mean, it's great TV. I'll give it that.
It's also, if you're a Leeds fan, you had Marcelo Bielsa.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't working out. You were about to get relegated. This guy came in, saved you. You got to give him a little time. Does it feel like they're starting to turn the corner, or does it feel like they're barely surviving these matches?
They went on that like 5-6 game losing streak. And in that sense, it did feel, pretty bleak.
Right.
And it didn't feel like we were long for Jesse Marsh in the Premier League.
Did you see his press conference? He was like, that's it. I've had it. I'm tired of this losing. Tired of players not performing to the level. So he kind of called his players out.
Yeah.
And now here we are, 2 wins immediately after that. So did we turn a corner or is he just surviving?
But you can't be giving up 3 goals at home.
if you score four, does it really matter?
You can't do this consistently. Like, you can't expect, you're not going to get four goals every game.
So then, which is why I'm asking, are the four goals who they are? Or are the three giving up three goals who they are? Who are they?
The three goals, I feel like.
You think so?
They are, yeah. And they have to sort out these defensive issues. I mean, because that's why Bielsa got sacked, because they were just giving up way too many goals. Mm-hmm. And that can't.
And then you go and lose your defensive midfielder.
Sure. But this
supposedly the best player on the team.
But now Tyler Adams is there and is not the best player on that team. Am I right? Or am I right?
It. The fans are chanting his name. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. I did. He's getting a lot of love out there. So the
Brendan Aaronson has a song. Tyler Adams has a song. I mean, America, dude. We did it.
That's it.
I think we solved the transatlantic issues.
Put it on a bumper sticker.
Bro, they're going to start calling it soccer, dude.
the game was incredible. And just, again, another huge win. But like I said, they need a couple boring wins.
Who's Leeds' next opponent?
Leeds' next opponent is Tottenham at White Hart Lane.
Nope. Tottenham Stadium.
Is it no longer called White Hart Lane?
No, the new stadium is not called White Hart Lane.
Damn.
White Hart Lane ain't gone. Wow. I don't know if you guys know this, but Arsenal won the league twice there.
I don't do it. Okay, all right. Any more TIFO football videos you've been watching?
No. That's just the chant. That's how I know. If Leeds beats Tottenham, Tottenham will have a record of what?
Oh, I don't know.
You just had it up, didn't you?
I did not.
So here, I'm going to pull up their standing. Tottenham right now sits in fourth, mm-hmm. which, you know, they've had three losses in the last five matches. That's not a good look for the rest of the league, that you could lose that much and still be in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they are a bad team with some good players on it and terrible tactics, but it seems to me like Conte has removed the Spursiness from the club a little bit, at least right now, where I never feel like they're fully out.
Yeah, there's a little bit of confidence and belief.
Or like you never count them out. Whereas before, you would be like, oh, they'll find a way to fuck this up. But now you're like, nah, they might come back.
I thought the game against who'd they play?
They just lost
to Liverpool.
Yeah.
They didn't have Youngman Son. They didn't have who else did they not have?
They didn't have they don't have Richarlison. They don't have Son. And I think
Kulusevski was on the bench.
Was on the bench because he just came back from an injury.
Yeah. So it would have been a tough game to win. Right. But given how poor Liverpool
they
has
also
been,
hit the crossbar and the ball. Look, I don't want to give Tottenham credit here, but they had every chance to score. That game could have been 3-1.
Right. I don't think they're that bad a team. I think they are in like,
I don't think they're a good team. They're extremely boring to watch, and they have one move. If you could stop that one move, you're fine. When you don't have Heung-min Son kind of getting it, the one thing they're really good at is obviously defending and diagonals. If you could stop that diagonal ball, or if you could cover on the diagonal, you're fine. And without Heung-min Son, they couldn't do it. And that's why I think they stunk. And I mean, Perisic is your number 10. That's embarrassing, bro. That's embarrassing. I mean, they basically started seven defenders.
There's worse players.
Huh?
There's worse players than Perisic.
Perisic is what, 32 years old?
Oh my god, what a disgusting age to
be. That's your number 10 when he's never played it all season? Good luck. Good luck, Conte. Good luck. You might want to redo the plugs, my guy. All right. But here we go. If Tottenham loses one more match, they're on 26 points. Manchester United could sneak into the top four. Tottenham could walk into the World Cup and this big break being in fifth place, right? Conte, rumors are he wants to leave. Juventus has not mentioned it, but the rumor is Juventus is interested. Other Serie A clubs are interested. Conte doesn't look like what Harry Kane has a year and a half left on his contract. It doesn't look like he's going to sign an extension. It looked like he got finessed a little bit on this last contract. It looks like he's going to be able to walk away from, I don't know if he'll be sold, but he'll be able to walk away.
Yeah, you heard the rumor. They keep asking about Bayern.
Dude, Bayern has openly stated they want him. Bayern gets who they want, and Bayern needs a striker.
He would
destroyed.
Well, it would be embarrassing.
I mean, I like to the degree where I think he can break like Lewandowski's goal scoring record in Bundesliga.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. And I think Lewandowski's incredible, but dude, Harry Kane?
Yeah, Harry Kane. Yeah.
Was Sadio Mane?
Dude.
Serge Gnabry? Other players?
Other players I do not know?
Davies? I'm running out of players, bro. It would be bananas on that team.
Yeah.
But they might not be able to get him next year. They might go out and get another striker and not be able to sign him. That's Daniel Levy might be able to sort of dangle the fact that they're like, where are you going
to
go?
But Tottenham, yeah, Tottenham needs to, right? He resigned at Tottenham because Levy was like,
we're going
to
spend.
Baby. We're going to do it for you, baby. Trust me.
No. We're going to
get like 12 trophies during your time here.
Bro, this is the last deal we do, but trust me, we're going to make so much money.
And it's just constant disappointment, right? I mean, he shows up, I think, for his club, and it doesn't seem like
that's it.
It doesn't. I'm not going to put it on all the other players, but they just seems to be this kind of like the when the Red Sox had the Babe Ruth curse,
right,
or whatever, about you
curse
know not,
Bambino
of you know not winning the World Series, and then at some
a good old year,
at some point it really does get into your head where you're like, yo, I think we're actually cursed. I mean, I don't want to believe in this stuff, but up until, you know, when the Red Sox finally win in like 2004,
it was in Jeter's era. So
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 or whatever. When did the Red Sox win or whatever?
No, it was way after that. It was like 07, 08.
Way after 3 years. Way out.
Bro, like at least half a decade after.
You know, because like when you're young,
yeah,
years are like really like a day.
And
like
I still am. People are saying Son leaving would be crazy with Kane.
About them leaving at the same time.
If they left to the same team, imagine Bayern just bought them both.
Well, they can't. They can't. That's, you know.
I mean, can't is such a strong term. You know, it won't happen. But do you think Conte leaves? If you're Conte, what do you do besides shower every time you have to put on a Tottenham shirt?
I would have to see what is the motivation to be a manager at any particular club, right? You either want the some clubs have a lot of history, some clubs you just have some clubs will just be paid a lot of money.
You can make a good amount, especially Conte's on a good contract.
Right, there. Right. And then the other one is like Bielsa style. Let me go to a club that is not very
right. I could fix him.
Right, right. But right. I the fact that I have complete control over
right.
a lot of the club's decisions gives them a sense of.
He also is like, I'll be a god here if I get them promoted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, for these top tier managers, these are kind of really the decisions you're making. Like, you want control, you want money, or you want prestige.
Okay. Is he going to be given the prestige? Is not there with Tottenham.
They're not at all.
Beautiful stadium.
Lovely.
I'll give you the credit. No real history there, right? Do you get money?
It's a history, but it's sad. It's sad.
It's sad. There's a lot of violin music playing when you go over it. But do you get money? You do, but at the cost of the succeeding.
Yes.
Is Antonio Conte, does he need money?
I do not believe he needs money.
Does he want to continue winning and keep that name of his? Where he is prior to going to Tottenham, considered of the ilk of your Ancelotti's, of your Mourinho's,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you not suffer by being associated with a club that may not put the pieces together for you to win?
Yeah, of course. Losing affects your brand, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure he doesn't want to be associated with that for too often, and right. and you know, it's unmotivating and disheartening. So I don't know. I mean, it's a matter of how much does he want to push through? How long of a leash does he have for the club to find some success? You know, it doesn't seem like any manager has that. Look, the Southampton manager just got
Hasenhüttl.
Hasenhüttl, just a lovely name to say.
What a great name. let me get a Hasenhüttl with some Biscoff.
The reality is you don't have a lot of time to figure things out. And so I don't, whether he wants to leave or not, you maybe have 3 years if you're lucky.
He's been there for what? This is his second season?
This is his second season, right? He came in mid-season or is this his second full season? I think he came in mid-season, but I don't remember.
Regardless of the fact, I don't see him staying. I did the same thing. I don't see Daniel Levy putting together the pieces for him to be able to win. I can't imagine Harry Kane wants to be a part of this process much longer.
So if
him and Son has already been rumored to want to leave, especially when you're getting interest from clubs like Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Why would you stay?
I mean, maybe it's just going to take either some new players to breathe in some life into the club, or I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't want to say like Spurs are just cursed or something like that. They've had a history of good players. The last 5-6 years, you know, they made it to the Champions League final and lost. So it's not like there hasn't been success, but you know, they're just not getting it done. I don't, you know, it's hard to kind of explain, but I mean, it is, they can't compete with City and Liverpool with that level of that standard is just so high, and the money is so high. And
okay, but not forget the rivalry, but why, how could Arsenal do it, but why can't Tottenham do it?
I think it's a so what does doing it mean? Because Arsenal have not really been that successful either.
Top of the league.
Yes, right now.
Completely rebuilt the culture of the club. Rebuilt the squad.
So that's what I would say. I think they rebuilt the culture of the club after it was suffering after Arsene Wenger left. So,
well, hold on. Then that goes to the credit of Edu and Mikel Arteta.
Right.
So if you're going to give them credit for rebuilding the squad and that's what's turned Arsenal around, then what stopped Tottenham from being a part of this turnaround, which seems like it should be happening with the new stadium, with sort of this newfound confidence with top level managers. And Nick Redd said midseason they fired Nuno Espirito Santo, who I completely forgot even managed this team.
Right. Yeah.
If you now have this sort of the beginning stages of this turnaround, then what's stopping you from being a part of a bigger turnaround, what's stopping from you completing a bigger turnaround is a squad and a feeling around the squad of renewed sort of confidence that is pointed directly at Daniel Levy then.
I would say so. I think the difference between Arsenal especially is that there is a culture of the club where even the former players are like, I want to coach Arsenal. I want to be the next manager of Arsenal. That's my dream. They love, the club has such a, not just historic, but there's like a legend around it. There is a such a powerful culture and brand where like you hear the way, we were hanging out with Ian Wright. You see the intensity of his Arsenal fandom is not, yeah. It's beyond simply he played for the club, but it's
you would think he never played for the club the way he cheers for it. Like you wouldn't feel like he's like, oh, I play for the club, I'm a legend.
Yeah,
he roots for it like it's a team just got promoted for the first time.
And that's the thing is that please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't really see that many former Spurs players being like, I cannot wait to manage Tottenham Hotspur.
No.
And be with this club and help grow.
Maybe that exists, but we ain't seeing it.
We ain't seeing it. They ain't loud.
They're not on Elon Musk's app. You know what I mean? Chit-chatting about it.
So that makes a big difference. And, you know, I always talk about Arsene Wenger's book, his autobiography, but it's so, you know, I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I hear him talk about Arsenal like it's. I mean,
there's a mysticism attached.
I'm not even like exaggerating when I say this, but he loved Arsenal more than his own family, and that's not even a knock on Arsene Wenger at all.
So he's the first person to say it. his own family doesn't say that.
If you read his book, it's to the degree that the love for that club is just so. toxic even and almost detrimental
it's
to his
so
own life.
It's so overwhelming.
The main reason I think Arsene Wenger survived, like just not like having kind of an emotional like collapse, mm-hmm. is he's like an obsessive person and he obsessively like works out. He exercises, I think, for 2 hours every morning. That was like one of the things that's why he like is fit and sharp and
God body at his age.
The dude is fairly old.
Yeah.
And look, it doesn't really look like he's like lost much of a step.
No.
So,
he's in better shape than me. Okay, I'm 22, dude.
So that's it. And like, you know, that's the stuff I hear about Arsenal. So to me, Arsenal are really never going to, as long as they maintain that level of culture, I think they're always going to be a top tier club in the Premier League. I don't see it kind of faltering, especially if you just keep going back to, you know,
who that is.
When Granit Xhaka is the manager of Arsenal in a couple years.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
Hey, he's got a song now. So, Mike Thomas said his family probably had it coming, which is what a Philly way to put it. But when you look at the history of Arsenal, we can sit here and say they have a standard to uphold. A manager that comes in has to uphold that standard.
Yeah.
Tottenham doesn't. You are tasked with creating that standard. You are tasked with leveling the club up to a standard they've never really reached before.
Right.
Or certainly have not been able to withstand. How is that possible that Conte can do that when there's already signs that he's exhausted with this part of the process, with having to deal with the club? We know last season he wanted to leave midway through the year. Last season he kind of laughed and said, top four, where I'm from, we don't compete for top four. That's not what we're not proud to compete for, that kind of stuff. He wants to go somewhere and win. I can't imagine he stays. I can't imagine Harry Kane stays. I can't imagine him and his son stays. I can't imagine that Perisic is going to be passing to Richarlison. And that's it next season.
You got to give him these players a reason to stay. And there has to be some success. But there also has to be that that belief that things will improve. And I don't know how Tottenham fixes that. But there's a lot of clubs that need to fix that. There's really only a few that have a very high standard in place and a culture in place that no matter who goes there, they know what the deal is. Nobody's out here trying to like spruce up the place and make it their own. It's really, really difficult to do that. I think the two ways to maintain that like culture is to have a manager that is successful and have a manager that is there for a long time. And in the modern era of the Premier League, that's just, you're going to get fewer and fewer teams that do that. There's too much money on the line to risk and trust the manager. Cause if you get relegated,
right,
it can mean financial doom for the club.
You know, when we went to England and you just kept getting shit over and over and over again for being an Everton fan.
Mm-hmm.
How are we not asking that question of American Tottenham fans? What made you fall in love with the club?
we've asked that a couple times to certain people.
And I get if there was like, maybe if you're South Korean and you're like, oh, Him and Son, sure. You're like, all right, it's the club I'm going to pick. The rest of y'all, what happened? I'm being honest. Everybody That's an has, actual question.
Everybody has their reasons.
Yeah, but what is it? Tim Howard, obvious connection.
Right, for
Landon
me.
Landon Donovan, obvious connection. Arsenal, when invincible.
Dempsey.
Okay.
McBride also?
McBride played for Fulham.
Fulham, okay, right. And Everton.
Yeah, but Dempsey played there barely.
But he was there. He was there. So, look, I mean,
If there's any Tottenham fans that are listening to this or watching this, let us know. What happened? American Tottenham fans. If you're from London, I get it. But if you're from here, the hell are you doing?
Okay, all right.
Could have picked anybody. Also, somebody put in the chat that West Ham is owned by a sex toy company. Is this real?
I don't know that.
Is that real?
I hope it is. Which sex toy company,
bro? West Ham owners. I'm googling this. How is it that I know what Liverpool's old name was? No, there's nothing here.
Please, someone clarify this.
Other investors, 1.1%. David Sullivan, Daniel Kretinsky, David Gold, Albert Tripp Smith. Tripp Smith, you got a nickname in there.
Mm.
You could be a porn star.
Other investor. Maybe there's an investor that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Bro, these dudes.
Jeez. West Ham owned by the Fleshlight.
Let me tell you something. These dudes look like they all voted for Brexit.
They're like, yo, can I vote twice on this?
Shit.
All right, let's move on real quick. Let's go on to the
dildo.
Somebody put the Dildo Brothers. Just what? What a!
It doesn't even make sense.
What a fascinating name.
A nice cobra who said Clinton's. Bro, that's their nicknames.
Okay.
Wait, is that true?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, Brad Friedel.
Brad Friedel played for Town. That's right. Look.
Yeah, you ain't rooting for a club because of a goalkeeper. Oh, never mind.
All right. Champions League draw came out today. Let's go through it real quick. Leipzig against Manchester City. I love the tweet from RB Leipzig with
absolute
little
perfect.
Ralph Wiggum
says laughing, I'm in danger.
Mm-hmm.
The worst possible draw. I think
And then Club Brugge against Benfica, which I think is going to be a really
exciting
game.
That's going to be an incredible
Benfica
game.
Has been unbelievable,
bro. Benfica is a club that knows how to do a lot with a little. Imagine spending $100 million.
Yeah.
Yo, Benfica might cause some problems in the next few seasons.
Liverpool Real Madrid, another rematch. Somebody pointed this out. I forgot who tweeted it, but they said this is the fifth time in 7 years that Liverpool and Real Madrid are facing each other in Champions League. Which is,
how's that turned out the last 5 years?
somebody posted a meme, the SpongeBob meme of the fish saying like, "How many times do we have to warn you, old man?" Yeah. And it's like Liverpool is like a little afraid.
Also, Trent Alexander versus Vinny. Yeesh.
Oh, but it's going to be a rough go.
All right.
But Liverpool have actually looked pretty good in the group stages in Champions League.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only competition they've looked good in.
Okay. AC Milan against Tottenham. This is an interesting one.
Massive Milan fan. I've been my whole life.
I think it's going to be a really good game. This is I think, a fairly even matchup. So
I think also Conte versus an Italian team is probably to his benefit.
Yeah, should be fun.
Speaking of Italian teams, the hottest team in Europe right now, Napoli, versus another really, really good team in Eintracht Frankfurt.
Right, Eintracht Frankfurt, who just signed Paxton, right?
Supposedly. I don't think it's been confirmed.
It's not official, but it's kind of Paxton Aronson. Sounds like it will be headed to, I think after a medical, we'll be heading over to Eintracht Frankfurt. So
Round of 16 doesn't start until after the World Cup, right?
It's in January.
Yeah, in January. So by that point, he may already be on the team.
Yeah. He should be there. He will be there.
Paxton Aronson to score against Napoli?
That's
put
it.
Your bets in right now, dude.
Bro, let's put it into the universe.
And yo, you could clip this, okay? Paxton Aronson? Better than his brother Brendan.
Wow, you could clip it. Now we
it to his mama, bro. No, shouts to the Aronson family.
Now we just clipping anything.
Yo,
bro.
Also, if I were able to do third party investment, what I would do is I would go sign a deal with the Paxton with the Aronson family and say like, yo, any new children y'all have, we get to sign first, and then I would buy the house next door and I would just play Jade or Jodeci.
Again,
24 hours.
Still, he's still saying Jade for some reason. When
what is it?
Shade.
Is it Shade? I'm going with Jade. Jade and Jodeci, the two J's. Just constantly playing Casey and JoJo.
I mean, there's people under 25 in listening to this like, yo, who is this old man talking
bro.
About?
Baby making music,
not
bro.
Even my parents listen to this stuff.
Real baby making music.
Dortmund against Chelsea. Pulisic facing his old club. Will he actually get in the game?
Will he just walk over to the bench and say, no, can I stay here, please?
Please take me back.
No, I'm so sorry.
Inter Milan against Porto.
Porto looking good. There's a Canadian kid on there. Estiguato, whatever his name is. Estacchio.
Estacchio, I think.
Estacchio?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Good
yes,
player.
Yeah.
Ball
on the national team. And then PSG against Bayern. And then speaking of Canada, Alphonso Davies was confirmed that he will not be missing the World Cup.
No. Yeah,
he's going to be missing. He's missing the next two Bayern games. But
he might not be there for the first match, they said. He might not be starting in the first match.
Maybe.
But he will be playing. He will be a part of the World Cup squad.
These next week and a half, Bro, it is
everyone on ice.
Everybody's gonna be playing these games like like flag football, touch, two hand touch.
Hey, easy. Why are they running into the corners in the third minute?
Because these injuries have been concerning. Now we know Ben Chilwell will be out. He got hurt hamstring. Obviously Reece James is out. All these names.
Sam Tye has
Son just got. He has to get surgery on his face,
on his occipital bone.
Yeah, because he collided. What was it that happened? Didn't he collide with the ball between the ball like the head and two balls?
I think you're talking about that owner of West Ham.
I mean, the ball and two heads.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'd pay $8 for that, Twitter.
I didn't see the actual collision, but it looked bad. And they've also said that they don't think he's going to miss the World Cup. But that is, again, these are all...
He's going to have screws in his head.
He's going to have the... He's going to have to play with the...
The Osimhen mask.
There's no way he's not going to be able to. But but these are getting concerning. Every match, I'm just like, bro, don't be diving in. Like, yo, give up a couple goals.
Bro, let's send the backup soon, bro.
They should be conscious of this stuff, man. But it's getting a little scary.
Nick Red said, and Christian pulls in Alexis. It's contagious, bro.
So
it's gonna be tough. What was the last match?
Somebody just said do the hit him in the penis sound.
Hit him in the penis.
There it is.
I like how you telegraphed it.
Somebody said it. Crimson Pizza. Shout out to you.
What was the last match? We talked about Bayern PSG.
Which, who do you see leaving that one? That's going to be an interesting one.
I think it's PSG. Easy. I think Messi's on one this season.
Yeah. Whoa.
I think Messi's on one. Bayern doesn't have a striker. I think this is going to be the toughest competition Bayern has faced yet. You're done.
I don't know, son. I think Bayern win this fairly comfortably.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think
it's PSG.
It's PSG.
With Gaultier.
Who are always bad in the Champions League.
Bro. Yo, Stu, you hearing this? Parisian Londoner? You see what I got to deal with?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not easily, but definitely PSG ain't winning it easily. There's no way. This is going to be a really, really difficult game for them.
I don't think you're giving enough credit to that front line. Neymar, I mean, look, this is... If no one comes back from the World Cup injured, Neymar, Mbappe, who probably will, one of those two will win. Mm-hmm. One of the next three people I'm going to mention may win the World Cup. Messi, Neymar, or Mbappe. You think they're going to come back from that and not be able to beat Bayern, who don't even have a striker?
You say it like...
And Alphonso Davies might re-injure himself?
I'm assuming if they have their strong team, I think Bayern... Gives them I would say Bayern are the favorites. Not by much, but I would favor Bayern.
I'd love to see what the betting line is on that.
Okay. I don't know. All right.
I feel like you're putting me between a rock and two balls in a hard place.
Cal Ritchie said LAFC's goalkeeper's out for Canada too and may never play again. I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I know. Tough to watch. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about tomorrow, Crippo.
But you know what might be more exciting than Champions League is Europa, bro. Barca versus Manchester United?
I've never heard anybody say Europa is more exciting than Champions League.
It might be this year.
I don't know about all that.
You got Arsenal, bro? You got Bayern?
Just because because Arsenal's in it, all of a sudden, it's a way more prestigious, tournament than Champions League.
Bro, look at the massive clubs we're talking about. You've got Sporting Lisbon versus Michelin. I mean...
Michelin?
I love the restaurants they rate.
You've got great tires.
FC Union Berlin. One FC Union Berlin versus Ajax. But no, let's talk about it. Juve versus Nantes. Great game. RB Leipzig versus Rome. RB Salzburg versus Roma. Great game. Barca versus Manchester United.
Yeah. You see Xavi's comments?
No.
He was basically like... We got the worst draw. This is the best team in Europa League, and we have no luck. So he's already walking into it being like, bro.
He's like angry dad coming home from the factory.
He's just like, man, nothing ever goes my way.
Right? Look at this terrible family.
I mean, I feel bad.
The beer's warm.
Given all the, you know, the financial levers that they had to pull, Barcelona's a goddamn slot machine.
Also, what's with Piqué leaving?
What do you mean, what is it with Piqué leaving? They have no money.
Bro, what is he not getting paid?
He's getting paid very well, but I'm sure there was a little bit of like, yo, PK, we need you to go.
We need you to pull a Shakira and get out of here.
And I'm sure they said like, yo, maybe we'll give you some future role at the club or blah, 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 blah. But yeah, for him, I mean, I also, shouts to PK. I mean, an absolute legend
in
the game. I don't know if you saw that. You had tweeted it.
Talk Sport said that he wasn't.
What's the point? Like, I know that we're idiots on here and we say a lot of stupid things.
But we tell you we're idiots.
But you know how we're approaching it.
Some of these people just won't admit they're idiots. And they just go out there and say some wild, wild shit.
This whole thing about Gerard Piqué was the worst player in Barcelona. And
he's considered only a great defender because he had great players around him. First of all, not his fault. Second of all, held that standard for how long?
Bro, what's the point? It's like, I get that it's a bunch of clicks and this is the problem. It's like people getting mad at you is better than people just praising you or appreciating the thing. You can make a good point, but bad points do better on the internet and they get better engagement.
Yeah, because it's everyone telling you you're stupid.
Right.
So why isn't it working for us?
Why? Why do people know what we say?
Damn.
Not enough people are calling us stupid. Call us stupid more.
Get up in the comments.
You know what? It's really on you because I think we're delivering bad take after bad take.
We're doing our part of the process. Where's your part? We're holding up our end of the bargain.
Our fans are too nice.
Yo.
That's the problem. We need some of these toxic, you know, 16-year-olds.
Benja Skolnick said PK ran out of moms on the squad to run through.
Okay.
Yo.
Bro, I don't know if Shakira called up Talk Sport and be like, yo, you need to slander this man.
Wasn't that good of a defender. Also, not that lover. Not that good of a lover. And Talk Sport's like, all right, we'll cover one of these two. And the Cooligans will cover the other.
Yeah, Talk Sport is out here just like, you know, he's a terrible passer. His passing percentage has never been great. Also, can't get it up.
Honestly, he's not... Aerial, I wouldn't trust him in corners. And can I tell you something? Doesn't do foreplay.
I mean, look, look at his CV. You see it there. No, there's no foreplay listed there.
Nothing.
Next to the Champions League trophy that he won 3 or 4 times.
Guys won a lot of trophies. Let me tell you something. He's savvy. He laid on his back for most of them.
So just absolutely absurd. So, okay, so let's real quick look at the rest of the
Pete Morton said PK is a winner of life, held down Shakira for over a decade and didn't even wife her. They were married.
They were not married.
No?
Nah, they were just boyfriend and girlfriend, dog.
Damn, PK.
Okay.
Ben just calling said PK to West Ham for the perks. Of course I'd love to play for the Dildo Brothers.
Sevilla PSV. Bayer Leverkusen against Monaco. And then, oh yeah, you mentioned Juventus and
Nantes. Shakhtar versus what? Ren?
Yes, it is Ren. So who do you think is winning Europa League? Let's just start there. Who's winning the whole thing?
Wait, why is Arsenal not listed there?
Is this... No, because Arsenal won the group, so they get the bye.
Oh, okay. So this is the playoff. Okay.
Yes.
I was like, where the hell?
Mm-hmm. Arsenal. I'm assuming you would think Arsenal is going to
win. I do think Arsenal stands a good chance to get to the final, but I do think Arsenal will be focusing so much on winning the league at that point or putting all their efforts into winning the league that I think they suffer if they focus too much on Europa.
Okay.
I also think Arsenal at this point, it would take a massive collapse for them not to finish in the top four. So almost it feels like the benefit of winning Europa League obviously is a trophy, but then you also get into Champions League.
Yeah.
Do we need to win Europa to get in the Champions League?
Right, yeah. So just prioritize the league at this point, right? Because you're probably going to get a Champions League spot anyway.
It feels like It feels like it's, I don't want to say yes because anything can happen, but it feels like it would have to be wild.
Well, it seems like the priority, you know, especially with goalkeepers, if Matt Turner is healthy and can make it throughout the rest of the Europa League, I would argue he is easily one of the top goalkeepers in the Europa League. I mean, he's not first. But he's
up there.
He's top five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say,
especially when you have that back line in front of you.
Yeah. So, I think he needs to be there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, he's fine for the World Cup, and I know he's missed the last two Europa League matches. But I think Arsenal have a very good shot, especially playing those reserve players and those bench players. So,
rumor is that they're going to be buying in January to help this unprecedented. Sort of run they're having, if you want to listen to the rumors. So that's good, right? We'll be getting in some cover.
Yeah. So I would probably favor.
Speaking of TalkSport, by the way, and speaking of Arsenal, there was, I forgot who it was. I think it was Jamie O'Hara who said that, if you need to say with your chest, we're winning the league. We're in title competition. We ain't got to say shit with our chest if we're Arsenal fans. We ain't got to say nothing with our chest. Y'all could say that. Y'all could talk that. We come in every week, we play well, we take 3 points, we're doing what we're doing on the pitch. We don't have to sit there and tell, everyone is trying to sort of get a gotcha moment from an Arsenal fan, of an Arsenal fan being overconfident. You're just waiting for us to say something that you could throw back in our face. As far as I'm concerned, you say what you say. Y'all sell us if we're in a title chase or not. We're proving it every week in and week out. We keep taking 3 points. We were the first team in history to win 3 times in a row, Stamford Bridge, bro.
Okay.
I mean, at some point that it becomes obvious that we're in title contention. I think it's pretty obvious right now, being top of the league week in and week out since basically the league is since the season has started. I don't have to sit there and say anything. I don't have to sit there and go, we're going to win the league. Nah, y'all can have that conversation as to whether we're going to do it or not.
Okay.
Because ain't nobody talking about your dusty ass clubs that y'all follow.
Bro, there it is. It's Talk Sport getting put in the mud.
Right.
Wow.
Damn.
You didn't think y'all were going to, you know, deal with some of that smoke, but here we are.
Yeah. We haven't pressed it enough this episode.
Okay. There's I wanted to show this real quick.
Andrew Johnson said not that great in the box, and now I realize we're still being
So I saw this.
JG said Alexis saying it with his chest that he doesn't have to say it with his chest.
I saw this on Reddit, and I have to.
This could go anywhere.
I had to react to it. This is incredible. But so this is a goal scored in the Polish Amputee Football League, Every time I see these videos, I've seen like the blind people who play.
Yeah. And you don't see the clip unless it's exceptional.
Right. But it's also, it is pretty remarkable and incredible and to deal with the you know, whatever. If some people may have been born without a limb or an injury.
Had to get it removed. Yeah.
But
it just goes to show, I mean, the love of the sport.
Exactly. And this is, a lot of these things are, you know, without doubt, like inspiring.
Heartwarming the whole
But
night.
This was, I saw this video and it was inspiring, but also just so magnificent and like, let me show it, and then we can all sort of react to it. But here goes.
I will say, you see this in any of the league, you freak out.
without a doubt. Okay, here goes. All right. The sound still ain't working. But
it is for them.
Hold on. Let me. Okay, there it is.
I'm now going to have to cut your mic out while we play this.
No, they're not hearing it. There's no way they're hearing it. But did you see this?
I also don't think you have to hear it. For those of you who are watching, the clip is, these are all amputee players. So they have the crutches that are sort of strapped to your arm. And they each have what looks like all of them only have one leg. This gentleman does a bicycle kick by planting his left crutch and then flying.
Throwing his leg in the air and getting, it is a scissor kick, bicycle kick.
I mean,
it's not a full bicycle,
but there's also maybe no real way to do a bicycle kick with one leg and a crutch. It's almost like a scorpion kick. Scissor kick. It's more of a scissor kick,
but I mean, to get this out of the air.
He turns his body into the top of an uppercase T.
Dude, this is remarkable. This is so badass.
It goes in, by the way. And it's from the top of the box.
Dude, it was a great ball as well. A great ball in.
Absolute incredible.
Look, Felix Balaf saying, yo, that was crazy. Jamal coming in saying, that's not a full bicycle. Being just like
Jamal, just being Jamal. What's the term called in wrestling when someone like
a heel?
Okay, that is Jamal to a T,
bro. On brand. No, then he goes, yo, that was crazy, to be honest. No, that is unbelievable.
See, I can't do that with both legs. I can't. No. Never mind if I only have one.
I've seen videos of like coaches trying to train kids to do a bicycle kick, and it's usually the, like, you know, you have to get rid of the fear of like of just like falling.
I'm gonna break my neck when I land.
Of falling down and stuff like that. But even if how, I don't even know it, like, as an able-bodied person, right? Mm. If I had crutches and was trying to do this kick with both legs, I don't even think I could do it, because you would have to balance your leg with, you have to balance yourself on your arm and get your leg over your head to some degree and get and kick the ball out of the air. The precision,
the problem isn't just the fear of doing it, it's also connecting with the ball in a way that propels it into the net.
Right.
You could give me crutches, a trampoline, pads to cover my fall, and you could put me in a pulley system and have everyone else pull up while I do this. There is zero chance I'm making contact with the ball in a way that would propel it into the net. There's just no way I'm doing it. What this is this is an exceptional footballer that happens to only have one leg.
Right.
That's it. This was out of a ninja movie.
Jamal said, Alexis can't even get up from bed.
I mean, I'm here, so that's not true.
Best going, said, I get winded tying my shoes. How the hell my boy pulled this off is wild.
Bro, I would break 3, maybe 4 ribs.
Okay. I mean, that's generous.
Yeah. My hip would be dislodged.
Right, right. I also...
Jamal said, bro, you are fat, respectfully. I mean... What? And then he called me Alexis McDonald.
You know what? Because we just requested the engagement of people calling us stupid. And maybe I guess
my takes are bad. You ain't got to tell me about my body weight.
But he said respectfully.
I mean,
you got it.
By the way, you know, his family is from New York. You may not know this about Jamal. He's got family from New York. He said that the most New York way. Hey, yo, you fat, respectfully.
With all due respect, you got a lot of pounds on you, dog.
Damn.
Okay. I also played this Sunday.
Like Thomas said, how many guys do you think he whacked the shit out of with that second crutch when he's trying this in practice, though?
I would love to see the training.
Bro, there's a couple session. People with crutch marks on their faces going like, yeah, man, could you stop trying that, dude? You're never gonna do that in a game.
I played yesterday in my Sunday league.
If you show a clip of you in your Sunday league, I will walk out of here.
I got to show you this. This is in, I scored a goal.
If this is you scoring a goal.
Yeah, dude, this is, I usually never get any footage of me playing in a game, but this was, this one I wanted to show you. This is a big one. So yeah, take a look.
I can't believe you're going to show a Sunday league goal.
Bro, it's worthwhile. Okay, here goes. Here, let me,
this better be wildly exceptional.
Okay, here goes.
This looks like a corner. All right. Well, it's kind of a cute rhythm. Wait a minute. If you don't know why we're quiet, when goal scorers put a ball under their shirt, what does that mean?
I'm having a baby. Yes. There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a baby Polanco coming into this world.
Crazy.
You have been married for how many weeks?
just a little over
2 months.
No, I got married in June, so like four or five months.
Then you having a baby, bro. Yo, that honeymoon was lit.
There it is. That's the news. Helene and I are having a child. We're very, very excited. And yeah.
Bro.
First Cooligan's baby.
That's only until you have your second. Bro.
Nick Redford.
How incredible is this? You're about to have a baby.
It's very incredible. I'm reading.
Okay. You got to sneak in a soccer player's name.
In where?
Into the name of the baby.
How do you sneak in a soccer player's name?
You don't tell your girl that it's you just love the name Lionel.
I'm just a huge fan of the name.
I was reading a baby book. I don't know which one. I'm not going to tell you.
How can I sneak in Diego Armando Maradona in like as a middle name?
Very simple. Christian Diego Armando Maradona Polanco II.
Everybody's saying congrats. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I'm very, very excited.
Crimson Pizza says, does Gerber make baby Soylent? Congrats. How incredible is this, man? Once again,
thank you
round
so
of
much.
Applause for Christian.
I love the names. Yeah, I'm going to just say Christian Pogba Polanco.
Nutmeg, too.
Why do you think Nutmeg did great in the video, too?
No, couldn't stop the ball, though. Imagine he did. What would the announcement have been, bro?
Like,
yo, he's a pullout king.
We got to reschedule.
Yeah.
He did go in goal by himself and was just sitting down.
We waiting. Don't care about the dog anymore. The baby's coming.
There was a comment I wanted to read from Nick Red, but I can't find it.
Bro,
Nick Red said, I'm so glad I didn't type in my comment in time before the video finished. Congratulations. What were you gonna say,
Bro? Dominic Calvert Polanco.
Okay,
right,
lovely.
Lil Dom, Soylent Polanco, you get Ansu Fat Man. Why am I getting? Am I getting? Because instead of fatty,
I know that. Ansu Fatty is pretty good too.
Christopher Loco Higuita Polanco.
Board Martin said first three takes nutmeg blocks a shot.
Hilarious.
So we're probably about halfway along the way.
This is nuts.
It's pretty wild. So this is exciting.
You're going to have an actual baby. You're going to have to take care of life.
Yes.
Has working with me prepared you for having to deal with a baby?
Yes. Yeah, very much. the whining, the pooping yourself.
I did do that.
So, yes.
And you're like a good dad. You didn't even wake up when I shit my pants.
Is that a good dad?
Yeah, because then you let the other person.
There was nobody else there to handle it.
I took care of it myself, dude.
So I'm expecting the baby to change its own diapers. We're very excited. This is obviously my first child, right, to my knowledge.
That we know of.
Okay. And yeah, the next few months are going to be pretty dope. Helene's doing well. First trimester was, throwing up and here and there and stuff like that, but she's good now.
So things have settled a little bit?
Things have settled. We're in a good spot. And
we all went out to dinner the other night, and there was one of my wife's friends has a baby and was giving your wife a lot of unsolicited advice.
Sure.
Any of that help? Who cares about the baby?
It's more like your wife's friend was a nurse. And it was like someone peeks out of a dark alley to tell you your like dark future. Like, you know what I mean? Like, beware of the.
We're literally having quite possibly the best Korean barbecue I've ever had in my life.
Unbelievable. And literally.
And the whole conversation is like, are you going to poop yourself? Could I just? Is it possible if I just.
And the pooping yourself part was like the nicest.
Yeah.
PG stuff. That was the PG stuff.
We're trying to have our kimchi stew, and we're hearing a lot of placenta conversation.
So I can't even get too graphic because it was pretty wild. It's just there's something the way nurses communicate with each other.
This is a bit of mine on stage. Nurses will give you terrible medical news as if This is like, oh, we don't have your sandwich anymore. You might want to order something else from the menu.
It's like, bro, you've seen too much to be this cash about.
You can't be this desensitized. Yo, when the word, I've never been more horrified of the word centimeters in my life than when this conversation was happening.
They went off, bro. It was intense. So, no, look, I appreciate the reality of the situation, maybe not over a lovely dinner, but outside of that, it's gonna be dope. So we're very excited. Thank you for all the congratulations. We wanted to announce on the Cooligans first, so you guys got exclusive.
Yeah, and I knew before you.
But shouts to everyone for all the kindness and support.
And by the way, Gully Squad, the reason we didn't announce it, because it felt like the whole world should know this?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this wasn't one of the perks of Gully Squad. You don't get to find out when one of us doesn't pull out. You know what I mean? You don't get to find out that.
I hate that you found out I'm no longer a virgin.
Yeah.
That's really the most heartbreaking stuff. but no, really excited. Obviously, it's going to be a really fun journey, and we're both really excited.
And if this kid's any good at the sport, bro, believe you me, I will be there.
Helene grew up playing basketball. I grew up playing basketball as well. Helene's like a mean point guard. She got some crossover.
Okay.
In there. Yeah, dude, you wouldn't expect it.
I would never have thought that.
Nutritionist.
Yeah.
But the athletic skills are there.
It's in the family. It's in the blood.
So who knows? Who knows? All right. Any coaches in here? Any,
Jamal said, who's the father?
It's a great question. We're trying to get to the bottom of that.
Jesus Christ, Jamal.
I am Luis just said, will Gully Squad be asked to babysit? Is that a tier?
Yeah.
Might have to include
it. Bro, if you're in the $5 tier, I know you don't get video, you only get audio. You might have to pull up, change a couple diapers.
Okay. So I think we should wrap there.
Hold on. Let's talk about.
Oh, okay. Giveaway. Oh, why? This is bigger news.
Yeah. Here's about your baby. You might win this beautiful kit.
We did give away the Premier League Fan Fest kit from Philly, but this is the one from LA.
This is the one from Los Angeles. So it was exclusive to Los Angeles. These are real badges, by the way. This is not screen printed or sublimated. The Los Angeles
stitched,
is. But this is exclusive to that event. Really cool, made by shouts to Avery Dennison. You see the shouts to Avery Dennison, always hooking it up. You got the Premier League Mornings Live. You got the Avery Dennison right here. Let me hold this up.
We give it away to one of our YouTube subscribers on the Clips channel? We're trying to grow that.
That could be dope.
Yeah, we're at 100. Thank you for helping us get to 100 on the Clips channel. We're almost at, I think like 500 away from 5,000 on YouTube,
which is great. Let's get to 5,000.
So if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do that. YouTube.com/soccercooligans, and right on the YouTube channel there's a clips page. You can see it's right at the top. Click subscribe to that, and we'll give the jersey to one of our Clips channel subscribers.
How are we going to do that?
We can just look at who subscribes and randomly pick one.
Spreadsheet.
Put them in a spreadsheet. I got a Excel formula.
Bro, ready. Have you met my baby Excel Polanco?
Okay. So please do that. That's how we'll give it away. So thank you, everybody, for the love. It's a fun, exciting future.
Bro.
For the Cooligans, maybe just put the crib right here, right behind us.
Little one of those things that you rock back and forth.
That's it.
We're trying to do the podcast.
Okay, maybe that.
Bro, huge moment. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bro.
Just up.
You started this show, did you think you would find yourself 7 years ago when I said, yo, we should do videos on a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think you would be in a studio in Midtown Manhattan telling the whole world you're about to have a baby, bro?
Bro. I thought I was gonna have to yell it from the rooftops, like old school.
You know, and they're like, "Sir, you need to leave." Hold on, I gotta tell everyone.
I'm just like, "Yo, the internet, crazy."
Yo, I don't know why you're kicking me off this building. What you should be doing is thinking about how much Elon Musk spent for this stupid app, bro.
Okay, don't sign up for Twitter Blues. Join Patreon. Join the Cooligans Patreon.
It's much better value.
Much better use of your
way
money.
Way more verified.
And now, since we have a baby on the way, we're going to need that Patreon money to help, buy diapers and all this stuff.
Bro, so this is going to be crazy.
Patreon.com/soccercooligans. Everybody,
appreciate the love. It's going to be a wild next, you know, and a reminder, World Cup, we're going to be doing daily episodes during the World Cup. So it starts November 20th.
It's going to be wild.
After the first match. So stick with us. Tell your friends. Yo, I know I have this funny football / soccer podcast that you should listen to. And if they're
one of the guys having a baby, they really could use it.
Really use all the support. Okay. He's going to make an OnlyFans if he doesn't get enough.
Bro, it's all going to be pictures of me. So,
every day. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channels and follow us on all socials. Cause we're going to be doing a lot of content, throughout the World Cup. So if you like laughing and you like the beautiful game, this is the show for you. So make sure you tell some friends about it as well.
And thank you to every member of Gully Squad. We wouldn't be able to do any of this without y'all. If you are on Gully Squad, we have a No Cap Recap that we just recently uploaded, and mm-hmm. we'll be doing more. We got a little trip coming up to Atlanta.
Yeah, we're going to be doing... Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that as well. We posted it. We're going to be hosting a watch party with World Soccer Shop in Atlanta. At
the Park Tavern.
Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. And it's a super dope location, and you know, tons of people.
It's gonna be crazy. There's no registration, there's no sign up, which seems like a mistake by World Soccer Shop. No,
it's gonna be packed. It's just
first come, first serve. So come through. Get in there, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a lot of friends in Atlanta. So come through. We would love to see you. It's gonna be really, really dope. So we're excited.
Bro, Joseph Martinez, you ain't doing nothing. come hang out.
that would be kind of wild if he did.
How wild would that be?
On the 21st, obviously the game, the U.S. Wales at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So come through to Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. We will
see
you there.
Speaking of Atlanta, we didn't even bring this up. Yo, put some respect on Miguel Almirón's name, bro.
All right.
He's killing it. What is this, seven goals in
seven games? 7 or 8 games, yeah. He's botting the league.
Absolutely. Yo, Grealish, call me poor, bro. Let's see if we can switch this up a little bit.
All right. Y'all the absolute best. We will see you tomorrow, obviously, and we will be talking about, obviously, that insane MLS Cup final on Shouts to US. So it's going to be crazy. All right. See you tomorrow. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.